If you appreciate this work, consider sharing it with a friend or supporting it on Patreon. The link is in the show notes, and we are truly grateful for any contribution. Thank you. Hello and welcome. Thank you for taking time out today to seek God. This is a brave choice that you've made. And whether you believe in God or not, or you're back and forth each day, seeking God is the greatest human pursuit. We're taking the risk together that God is there and actually wants us to pursue Him. The journey will be rewarding. In the time we have together, we'll worship, and we do this by praying, reading scripture, and reflecting. This is your time to seek God. I'm only here to help. If you're able, you may want to kneel or sit comfortably. Calming our bodies is not only relaxing, but it reminds us of our own limitations and that a non-physical God is sought in non-physical ways. But what matters most is that this time is set apart and is unique to the rest of the events in your day. So once you're comfortable, let's begin. Close your eyes and take a breath. You are about to speak to the Creator of everything. This is not meditation, which is turning inward into yourself. Prayer, on the other hand, is intentionally reaching outside of ourselves to the source of everything. In a way, we're reaching into the void, and what will happen is unknown. But isn't that where all adventures are? Now speak out loud or in your mind. God is not limited to what is spoken. He knows even your deepest thoughts. So express your intentions. You can say, God, what do I do with the pain, with the hurt, with the loss? This life is beautiful, but it comes with such hurt. The loss hurts. Help me walk in it. Now take a moment and express these thoughts to God in your own way. And now we'll read scripture. Why do we read scripture? Simple. Because we believe that God communicates and that He's revealed Himself to people who have written down their experiences for our benefit. So we don't have to understand it, and we don't have to be Bible scholars, but it is important that we receive it and believe that God communicates. Today we'll read Matthew 5:4, which says, those who mourn are blessed, for they will be comforted. This comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and specifically the portion known as the Beatitudes. The word beatitude comes from Latin, meaning supreme blessedness. Who doesn't want to be supremely blessed? Here, Jesus tells us exactly who they are. They are mourners. They are the ones in need of comforting. Surprised? Jesus once again topples our convention. You'd think the blessed ones were those who had everything, no lack of any kind, happy, healthy, wealthy, no need to mourn. That's for the wretched. And yet, Jesus says those who mourn are blessed. And it appears the blessing comes because they'll be comforted. Comforted by whom? Well, based on the rest of the Beatitudes, comforted by God. Do you want to be supremely blessed? Then do this. mourn. Go to God in mourning. Grieve the loss. Mourn the pain, whatever it is. Jesus doesn't say the nature of the mourning or the cause. He just says those who mourn will be comforted by God. Do God the honor of your honesty. Be honest enough with yourself to face that which needs comforting. In all of us, there is more than enough to mourn. There is more than enough for God to comfort today. God, I mourn my own failure. Sometimes I can't even put it into words, the source of my tears. But you can comfort. I need you. Take a moment and express these thoughts to God in your own way. Thank you for taking this time. Feel free to stay here as long as you like. May God bless your day, and I'll see you here again next time. Thank you.